Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 135. This week, we have some brand new research lined up for you. We spent more than $6,000 on dozens of experiments to find out if vertical video really does make a difference on social media in terms of engagement, views, and clicks.
We were pretty shocked by the results. We're excited to share our research with you today, along with several actionable takeaways for marketers looking to improve their video marketing results in 2019.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
There has been a ton of discussion recently on industry-leading publications about the effectiveness of video on social media. We've talked about video here a lot on the show as well. Like, for example, did you know that video posts on Facebook receive at least 59% more engagement than other post types?
So since our 2017 research with Animoto, when we compared square versus landscape video, little has been published around the impact of video format on overall video engagement. Specifically, we're talking about vertical video versus square video. And while we know that square video results in 30 to 35% more video views and an 80 to 100% increase in engagement compared to landscape video, we wanted to know how vertical video stacks up on Instagram and Facebook compared to the square video.
Which is exactly why we teamed up with our friends in Animoto once again to test and test again the hypothesis that vertical video would perform better than square video on social media. This research hypothesis all came from one simple statistic. Square video takes up 78% more real estate in a person's mobile newsfeed than does landscape video, making square video more engaging, more effective, and easier to watch.
And since square video outperformed landscape video in almost every category, we hypothesized that vertical video would eclipse square in a brand new study. But why is video, particularly mobile video, such an important part of your social media strategy, you might be asking? According to a recent report from Nielsen, U.S. adults are spending 10 hours and 24 minutes per day interacting with media, whether that's watching, listening to, or reading content across all of their devices.
Shockingly, mobile phones alone accounted for 65% of total digital usage, up from 62% in Q1 of 2018. As mobile usage continues to increase year over year, our social media and video marketing strategies must evolve along with the expanded use to focus on mobile-first experiences. Sometimes that's as simple as formatting the video to fit natively within the platform.
Exactly. That being said, let's dive into the three most important takeaways from our research. Then we'll share some other learnings from the study and wrap it up with where we go from here in terms of video marketing. And just a quick heads up that we'll be throwing a lot of stats at you today, and so it might be a bit overwhelming. Feel free to check out the full research on our blog, where the data is laid out beautifully with charts and colors and visuals, and it's a little bit easier to understand. So that's available at blog.buffer.com.
Getting right into it, the first thing we found is that when it comes to Facebook newsfeed, use vertical video to drive traffic. In all of the experiments we conducted, we consistently found that vertical video outperformed square video within the Facebook newsfeed. For Buffer, cost per clicks were 26% less expensive with vertical video, and for Animoto, CPCs were 38% less expensive.
We also looked at cost per view, which is CPV. For Buffer, CPVs were 68% less expensive with vertical video. And for Animoto, CPVs were 26% less expensive with vertical video. Since the video tests, which were vertical versus square, were identical in content, theme, length, headline, caption, and more, it came as quite a surprise that vertical video outperformed square by such a significant margin, as much as 68% less expensive in cost per view.
It's also interesting to note that not only did vertical video outperform square in the Facebook newsfeed, but Facebook outperformed Instagram in overall cost per click within the feed. An important takeaway for sure for advertisers. Buffer averaged 29 cents cost per click on Facebook and 51 cents cost per click on Instagram. Meanwhile, Animoto averaged 32 cents cost per click on Facebook and $1.31 cost per click on Instagram, which is nearly triple the cost.
Our second major finding from the research looked at Instagram feed versus stories. We found that stories are a great way to inspire action as opposed to the feed. When looking at feed versus stories, stories consistently reduced advertising costs in regards to cost per 1,000 impressions, or CPM, and CPC. Stories led to a 57% reduction in costs for both CPM and CPC for Animoto when compared to the Instagram feed, and a 50% reduction in costs for us at Buffer.
However, it's important and interesting to note that costs actually increased with stories compared to the feed when measuring CPV or cost per view, like we mentioned before. For Animoto, it was 108% more expensive on 3-second views than stories. For Buffer, cost per views were actually 71% more expensive.
And as many of you are probably thinking now, we witnessed a rise in cost per view as cost per clicks decreased within stories. This is largely due to the fact that it is hard to get people to watch your entire video when they're too busy taking actions such as swiping up.
Which is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing. So, I mean, overall, Instagram stories are a great way to get people to take action, aka swipe up, and a big opportunity for brands to utilize in 2019.
Let's not count out the Instagram feed just yet. We found that combining vertical video with the IG feed is an incredible way to generate engagements like likes, comments, and views. Reversing the Instagram feed data from takeaway number two that we just discussed, 3-second cost per views were 91% cheaper on average within the feed when compared to stories.
But which format drives more engagement within the Instagram feed, vertical or square? Turns out it's vertical. Vertical video resulted in, on average, 9% more 3-second video views and 173% more 50% views, meaning that vertical video not only got more people to watch the video, but it kept them around for longer as well.
The overall takeaway here is that the Instagram feed is a great way to boost awareness around your product and generate engagement. But I guess the more practical part here is that there are ways to get really creative. Like, I would absolutely recommend you put some ad dollars behind generating a ton of views and engagement on videos within the Instagram feed, and then retarget those people using a custom audience and hit them with a product ad in Instagram stories. So you're taking advantage of the engagement in the feed and then the action-minded format of Instagram stories, and they'll be much more likely to recognize your brand and, as this research shows, actually click through.
On to more data. In addition to the three key learnings we've discussed thus far, our research pointed to some other unexpected takeaways that you might be able to apply to your video marketing strategy. First, and this is one that we've talked about recently, Facebook marketing is alive and well. Facebook marketing remains a viable way for brands and businesses to reach target audiences, particularly if you're looking for an inexpensive way to drive traffic to your website.
In all of our tests, we found that Facebook consistently generated a lower CPC than Instagram every time. While Instagram was the most effective way to generate interactions and engagement in our tests, Facebook emerged as an extremely reliable way to drive traffic. We've seen this hold true over the past 2 years at Buffer as well, not just in these experiments. Our most successful social media advertising campaign of all time here at Buffer, a campaign that is still running today, runs on the Facebook newsfeed.
Yeah, and that campaign that you're mentioning, Brian, it has generated more than 169,000 clicks on our link, and it has reached more than 1.5 million people since launching in April of 2017. And while brands and businesses flocked to Instagram in 2019 in search of a new and promising advertising platform, look for Facebook to continue to offer a low-cost, action-based alternative. Because as we've seen in the past, low-cost advertising options do not stay around for long. In terms of what type of content to create for Facebook, remember that, on average, video posts receive at least 59% more engagement than other types of posts.
Exactly. And speaking of video, part of these tests that we ran included looking at different content types as well. We found that highly produced or quote unquote polished video content doesn't always win over the more organic DIY style. So really great news for marketers with not a ton of resources. Quick definitions here to elaborate on what I'm talking about. Organic videos are what you would imagine as DIY style. These videos didn't include any B-roll, special effects, transitions, or any of the more produced elements that you might see in videos. In other words, they look like they were made by an amateur. Polished videos are much more produced. These videos include studio lighting, B-roll, special effects, transitions, and other elements that give them a more professional feel.
With our research, we wanted to know if spending more time, resources, and money on producing polished videos actually resulted in greater results than organic DIY videos. And we found that there was no statistically significant difference in the results. In fact, in many cases, organic DIY videos outperformed polished videos on both Facebook and Instagram. In collaboration with Animoto, Smarties, the candy, they ran their own experiments to test whether or not highly produced video ads outperformed organic DIY video ads on Instagram stories. And their team found that organic DIY video resulted in a 50% decrease in cost per 10-second video view on their highest performing ad. So in their case, unpolished smartphone imagery was up to twice as effective as capturing their viewers' attention.
All of this to say that it's more important to experiment with a variety of video types and formats than it is to work on perfecting a single video. The more video content you publish, the more feedback you'll receive from your audience, and the quicker you will improve.
And finally, one other big takeaway we got from this research is that Instagram Stories ads are one of the biggest, if not the biggest, opportunity for brands in 2019. We see Instagram Stories ads as the premier place to put your social advertising dollars. It's why we built a tool called Stories Creator, which is dedicated to helping brands create thumb-stopping stories content, and it's why we continue to invest money on Instagram Stories ads.
And though Instagram Stories now has an incredible 500 million people around the world using the channel on a daily basis, it remains a relatively untapped advertising resource. Sheryl Sandberg talked a lot about this in Facebook's recent Q4 earnings call. She said, right now, one of the interesting things about Stories is that there's a benefit to being an early adopter. The pricing is really attractive. And so we think the shift to Stories is a big opportunity for us being Facebook. And though it's going to take time to continue to get advertisers into the platform, we're very happy with the demand to date.
Other huge brands such as Bustle, Nike, Square, and more have experienced similar results with Stories as a part of their strategies. And in fact, we just launched an episode, it was the last one, episode 134, talking about these brands in detail. So definitely check that one out if this sounds interesting to you. Blenders Eyewear, which is an example that we use in that episode, has generated thousands in revenue for their product using Instagram Stories. And the way that they've done that is by leveraging special announcements like a much anticipated restock or flash sales, giveaways, and any of their limited time promos.
And we've seen similar results when using Instagram Stories here at Buffer as well to promote our blog posts and podcasts. Our Instagram Stories ads cost just 6 to 12 cents per click on average, when a typical Facebook feed ad usually costs around 30 to 60 cents per click. Multiply that cost savings by thousands of dollars in ad spend, and it's a no-brainer in choosing Instagram Stories as our primary social media advertising channel in 2019.
If we were to boil down this research to just one key point, it would be that businesses and brands must keep up with mobile-centric video trends if they want to succeed on social media in 2019. A mobile-centric strategy relies heavily on vertical video and creating content that feels native to each platform. And as we mentioned in the beginning, mobile phones alone accounted for 65% of the total digital usage in Q2 of 2018, which was up from 62% in Q1 of 2018. And that number is growing by the day. So everything from your website to the content you create for social media must focus on the mobile experience.
Again, from their Q4 earnings call, Sheryl Sandberg mentions that one of the challenges that marketers have is keeping up where their consumers are. If you think about our history, people made the shift to mobile before marketers did, which is so true. And I think one of the successes we've had as a platform is we've made it easier for advertisers to move into a mobile environment. For marketers, the constant challenge is making it easier for your audience and customers to consume content when and where they want it. Not when and where it's convenient for you, but when and where it's convenient for them.
Luckily for us, Facebook and Instagram are making it easier than ever for marketers to provide a mobile-first experience. It all comes down to whether or not you are willing to be an early adopter, experiment with vertical and square video, try new things, and always be looking to the future of social media. But the big question remains, what's next for video marketing?
Well, Haley, I think we're in the midst of a video revolution. The traditional 16:9 landscape format is being replaced by a new 9:16 vertical video format that has fast become the default for video creation and consumption. Vertical video used to be seen as a mistake, something people do when they forget to turn their phone horizontally when filming. But since the rise of platforms like Instagram Stories and, of course, Snapchat, vertical video has taken over and become an innovative way for individuals and businesses to tell their story.
Over 1 billion people use the vertical video format on Facebook-owned properties like Instagram and WhatsApp alone, and even YouTube has now embraced vertical video on web and mobile. Vertical video has changed video production. Anyone can now create incredible video content from a smartphone, no need for cameras, expensive editing suites, and it can all be done in the palm of your hand. Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, if you ever want to get in touch with myself or Ryan, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag BufferPodcast, and you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
And another huge thank you for all of the awesome reviews we've seen pouring in over the last few weeks. Turns out that this little pitch here at the end of the show really does get you all talking on iTunes, so thank you so much for your kind reviews. You're the reason we do what we do every single week.
Yes, thank you so much. And with that, we're looking forward to having you back next week. Until then, everyone.